My Conference Notebook, April 2018 General Conference, Priesthood versus Priesthood Holders. The Melchizedek priesthood is not a status or a label. It is a divine power held in trust to use for the benefit of God's work for His children. We should always remember that men who hold the priesthood are not the priesthood. It is not appropriate to refer to the priesthood and the women. We should refer to the holders of the priesthood and the women. President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The Powers of the Priesthood. Ensign, May 2018, page 65. A prophet does not stand between you and the Savior. Rather, he stands beside you and points the way to the Savior. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Prophet of God. Ensign, May 2018, page 27. Diving deeper. Ministering. In General Conference, many of our leaders talked about ministering. As you study the most recent messages, see if you can identify ministering traits. Here are a few talks to get you started. Henry B. Eyring, His Spirit to Be With You. Ensign, May 2018, pages 86 through 89. Henry B. Eyring, Inspired Ministering. Ensign, May 2018, pages 61 through 64. Jeffrey R. Holland, Be With and Strengthen Them. Ensign, May 2018, pages 101 through 103. Gene B. Bingham, Ministering as a Savior Does. Ensign, May 2018, pages 104 through 107. Answers to questions. Can I really put my sin behind me and be forgiven? The Savior laid down His life and took it up again. He did this for all who believe in Him. He did this for all who do not believe in Him. He did this even for those who mock, revile, and curse His name. Because of Jesus Christ, we will rise from the despair of death. Because of Jesus Christ, our sins can not only be erased, they can be forgotten. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Behold the Man, Ensign, May 2018, page 108 and page 109. What questions did you have that were answered by something you heard at conference? Share your experience on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ensign.magazine. What will I do? Trying the Prophet's Teachings. I was touched by President Nelson's message in conference that God wants to speak with me and tell me what He wants me to do. Today I thought I would try that out. I prayed that I could be of help to someone today. After lunch, I needed to fill my car up with gas. I had the thought that I needed to buy someone gas. Somewhat skeptically, I thought, we'll see. I began pumping my gas. A minivan pulled up next to me, and a lady got out with her son. She got her purse out and fumbled through it. I was finishing pumping when I heard her say, somewhat timidly, Excuse me? I turned to see a worried look on her face. I told her I was supposed to buy someone gas today. Is that someone you? Surprised, she began to tear up. Someone's watching out for you today, I said. I walked around the pump and inserted my credit card. Then I got my car and drove away with the absolute assurance that someone is up there watching out for me too. Thank God for a prophet. Jonathan Benson, story shared on the Liahona Facebook page. Have an experience you would like to share? Submit your story at ensign.lds.org or share it on our Facebook page. Ponder this. What would I do if I knew I had one more day to live? See Elder Taylor G. Godoy of the 70, One More Day, Ensign, May 2018, pages 34 through 36. Share your thoughts on the Ensign Facebook page or record your thoughts in your journal. Conference numbers. There are 103,221 missionaries currently serving, 67,049 are full-time, 36,172 are church service. Seven new temples were announced to be built in Salta, Argentina, Bengaluru, India, Managua, Nicaragua, Cagayan de Oro, Philippines, Layton, Utah, USA, Richmond, Virginia, USA, and a city yet to be determined in Russia. End of this month's My Conference Notebook, read by Gene Nelson.